This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There's a certain consistency to the college process. Applications have due dates. Acceptance letters come out on a schedule. Deposits to guarantee a spot in the freshman class have deadlines. Next thing you know, it's time for class. But after 4 years of a slow economy and steadily rising tuitions, that process has changed a little bit, and schools are trying to figure it out, as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports from the Education Desk at WYPR.
When it came time to collect deposits for this fall's incoming class, Chapman University in Orange, California, came up about 30 students short. So for the first time in 3 years, the private college turned to its wait list. Vice Chancellor for Enrollment Mike Pelley says so did a lot of Chapman's competitors.
One student said, "Oh, well, you're the fourth college to call. And I had two options before. Now I have six. And so it's a whole different game."
And it's not just private schools pulling students off the bench. Brent Unick is Assistant Vice Chancellor of Enrollment Services at the University of California, Irvine. He says this year Irvine waitlisted about 1,600 students.
"We were able to accommodate all of them."
The past 2 years, Unick says he didn't touch the waiting list, but this year he deliberately accepted too few students initially. He says it's getting harder to predict how many students will accept an offer of admission. With the common application, it's easy to apply to lots of schools at once. At the same time, the bad economy and rising tuition have made it harder for some students to say yes. Leon Washington is Dean of Admissions at Lehigh University in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. This year, he guessed a little too well.
"Typically, we try to take a few every year so as to legitimize the wait list. Unfortunately, this year, the yield came in so high we weren't able to."
According to data from the National Association for College Admission Counseling, typically around a third of waitlisted students eventually get in. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.